This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From across the street, got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron cage rope.
And man, flexing his musical muscles here on the mentally challenging. Not mentally challenged, mentally challenging Good Day program. Last day of August. Yep. It's the 31st. We're bundling a lot of things together conversationally. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And when people ask me what I do for a living, or when they find out what I do for a living, they say to me, well, are you a Republican?
Are you really
a conservative? Oh, yeah, right. And I say to them, no, I don't talk about politics much on the program. And as I was, somebody just sent me a note, we want to hear you talk about the issues of the day. Well, I say that we talk about the issues of the day, the things that matter, stories that will have some meaning. It is. And so the thing that frustrates me about that is because the what is there new? When I want to have a, when I have time with you, I want to tell you something that you don't know, or talk about things that are new and different. And is there anything about political talk that hasn't been said once, twice, three times, four times, a million times? What do you hear? I know it's like some people say it's like listening to your favorite music, right? I like to listen to music of the 50s and the 60s. And the 70s, not bad. A few popular hits. I'm beginning to like Taylor Swift a little bit. I'm not a fan of Beyonce, but, you know, I'm getting there. Thanks to Jay and her influence on me, but I turned you
into a Swiftie.
Yeah. So you can listen to the same songs over and over again, get pleasure from them. Can you hear the same conversation about an issue over and over and over again and get pleasure out of that?
Yeah, I would think so, because people watch movies, same movies over and over again.
They do you?
TV
I
shows
don't.
Over and over again.
Really? I don't do that. I don't like watching repeats on TV. I'm finding it very frustrating now, because if I do have time to watch an hour or so of television at night, everything's a repeat, or it's a damn game show or some reality show that's yakabunga.
Big money, no whammies.
Yeah, right. Go find an old Law and Order show from 25 years ago. I might enjoy watching that, Jerry Orbach. By the way, speaking of Taylor Swift, there's a thing around today called the, is it the female, no, it's the Barbie effect, or the female effect on the economy. We talked about this the other day without me knowing that there was something called I don't think it's called the female effect, but it's something like that. The impact that just the Barbie movie, Taylor Swift and Beyonce, those two tours in the Barbie movie, have had on the economy this summer. Do you realize that if you put them all together, the concerts and the movie, they've added almost $9 billion to the U.S. economy in this quarter of 2023?
Well, people, with Taylor Swift, what we recently talked about just this week alone, everywhere she stopped, it was like each location was having their own Super Bowl, where any city that gets the Super Bowl, there is such a huge income coming, because you have people from out of town traveling in, people who already live there spending more money, going out, going to the restaurants, the hotels, just spending money galore. And so with Taylor Swift, and she had 2 to 3 dates per location. So she'd either perform Fridays and Saturdays, or Fridays, Saturdays, and some locations got Sunday too. And so, and she didn't stop. She didn't go everywhere. So a lot of people did have to travel in. Beyonce, same thing. And then with Barbie, and then also with Beyonce and Taylor Swift, it's not just getting dressed and going to these events. Getting an outfit is part of the event. Like, it's almost like costume party. Yes. Like dressing up for Taylor Swift's Eras tours, people dressed in themes of her different eras, her different albums. And then with Beyonce, she's doing a thing right now where between, I don't know, it started last week or the week before up until mid-September, I think. She wants everyone to dress in chrome and silver because she wants it to just be like this big disco ball dance party. That's how she wants to celebrate her birthday with these next bunch of concerts. So you have people going out and buying more stuff. And then with Barbie, the pink situation where everybody wants stuff that's pink and wearing more pink and painting their rooms pink. And I think at one point, there was a shortage of pink paint.
No.
Because
really?
So many people, well, the film alone was buying up so much pink paint for everything. Huh. And then people wanted to do more things. Yeah. So you have just people spending money on top of money on top of money based on these three significant women, Barbie, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce.
Yep. There you go. All right. Here's some red meat for those of you who want me to talk about Trump or the political scene or who's running or whatever. So apparently there has been another link on the chain connecting him, Trump, to being a crook. This is not what the Trump fans want to hear, but there's a story floating around from the New York Attorney General's office as if they didn't have enough on him. Apparently he's overstated his net worth, Jay, by over $2 billion. And so,
how do you miscalculate that?
No, you don't. You just inflate whatever you're looking
for. Inflate it.
That's all. No, man. Anyway, so the Attorney General has alleged that he inflated his net worth, and so now they want a $250 million check from him, or at least from the Trump organization, because they've been operating under false pretenses. I don't see what's illegal. I mean, hello. Wouldn't we all like to state our wealth as, or our assets as $2.2 billion? But what the heck difference does it make? And I don't get this at all. Another one, these people are trying so hard to find something to hang on him. And this, I don't know.
And it's been going on for so long.
I know. Yeah. Enough already. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, think O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Why not, right? Get the parts and service you need from the pros at O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's a Good Samaritan story. A couple of people were out looking for a dog. Was lost. And these two people inadvertently came upon a man who was in a life-threatening condition. And I think this is good. The names of these people are not made public. They were trying to go to find this dog. They went door to door to door to door. The dog apparently broke her chain, got away. It's interesting because it happened on National Dog Day. Remember, that was last week. After finding her, the pair went back to try to find the owner of the dog to ensure that she, you know, was going back to the right owner. At one of the residences where they stopped, they did a good deed. They heard a man yelling for help. So they went into the house. Elderly male needed immediate medical attention. He'd fallen down. Apparently, he'd been immobilized for a couple of days. Wow.
Yeah, he was on the ground, trapped by himself. And, thank goodness that. You never want to see this with a dog get lost or separated from the owner, but the fact that this dog got lost and they were going door to door knocking and were able to hear him screaming for help and break down the door to get to him.
Yeah. Imagine that. Put yourself in that terrifying position. Good heavens. Mm-hmm. Here's the story of people who have a bad memory, which could be any one of us, if not all of us. We forget things all the time. No matter what your age, there are people who are getting older. Oh, I'm losing my memory. Come on. People Jay's age, James's age, people, we forget stuff. So we get so much hype built around you're getting old and you're forgetting things. And
I think it also depends on what's going on. If it's something that you're already dealing with because of a certain health issue, or it's just happening every so often, because a lot of times we go into autopilot and we're not actually paying attention. And that's why we can't remember things, because our mind is focused on something else.
Something else, exactly.
Yeah, but then if it's not something that typically happens and it's happening more and more frequently, and you don't have anything that's already been diagnosed, it's happening with simple things in quick succession, okay, yeah, then maybe it's something to worry about. But just typical forgetting things, that's all of us.
Okay, so you have discovered, and maybe what made me think about this is because whenever we do forget something here, or we can't find the answer to a question, all right, like earlier in the program, James and I were looking for a song, and I had forgotten it was done by David Soul. I thought it was John Schneider who had done the song. They were both in television shows at the same time, and they had a little musical career as well. So I had forgotten David Soul did the song that I was thinking of, not Schneider. And so we all did the same thing. We Googled. What do you say? You went to Mr. Google. What do you say, Jay, when you're looking for...
You have to ask the Googlebot.
Ask the Googlebot. Okay.
The Googlebot.
And then, right. So is that where we are today? The bad memories, are they being made more manageable because people are able to use Google or whatever it is you go in?
There are studies that it's actually hindering more. Like when you look at navigation and GPS, yes, we can find a location where once upon a time we had to print out or like look at a map or print out MapQuest or whatever. But driving somewhere, you paid more attention to your surroundings, and the chances are if you had to make that drive again, you'd be able to do so without help. Well, thanks to GPS, we rely so heavily on it telling us turn for turn that we don't know how to get places without it, even if we've been somewhere 1,000 times.
Yeah, I think that it has good and bad. I love Waze, for example. And I think to myself every time I go somewhere, I think, how did I had maps, the glove compartment of my cars all had maps in them. And they were maps for every part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you could figure out, so I look in the glove compartment, here's the map, you spread it out, and you take your pencil and you circle this, and you draw a line between here and there. But it's so much better. It's one of the things about technology that I really appreciate, that is the Waze. But, as you put it, Jay is putting things into perspective here with Doug at 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in to do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because we think once you try a pair of Skechers slip-ins, you're not going to want to just do anything else. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Heck, your hands can be folded. You can just step right into them and go. They're that easy and comfortable. So what are the secrets behind Skechers slip-ins? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides right into place. Then our heel pillow technology keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite styles. So just slip in to Skechers slip-ins. It's just that easy. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Never run out of gas here on the Good Day program. I guess that's a good thing. I know it's a good thing. In fact, 23 after the hour, this is the celebrity news portion, sort of trending things on social media, and we have Selena Gomez in our sights. Didn't we just talk about her the other day, Jay?
We did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I can't remember why.
Well, I think there is this focus, the continuing focus on She did what?
She broke her hand.
Oh, right, exactly.
She broke her hand, had surgery.
Right. Yeah. Well, now the focus is on breaking the strike or the strike rules. She's been accused by followers of breaking strike rules, and we'll find out why that is, and you can make up your own mind. Did she or didn't she? Will she or won't she? Has she or hasn't she? In a moment.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
It feels like
one of those who are making it in acting and in music, right? Selena Gomez?
Oh, yeah, from the get-go. She got her start at a very young age on Barney, and then she was a Disney Channel child. With
Barney, you mean
Wizards
the purple Barney?
The big purple dinosaur, mm-hmm.
She was? What did she do on that?
She was one of the children.
She was?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Barney!
Yeah, and then she went to Disney, Barney! And she did Wizards of Waverly Place, and music, and acting, and she has a beauty line. I mean, girl is fierce.
Okay. So what is she, about 30 now? How old is she?
I think she just turned 30 at her last birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. So the folks at SAG-AFTRA, she's a member, are complaining about her promoting Only Murders in the Building, which is a new Hulu series she's in. Apparently, according to the rules, you can't go out and promote your work You can't be interviewed. You can't do any social media posting.
For the people who they're striking, yeah, the struck businesses.
Right.
So, so Hulu is streaming. That's the platform. That's one of the main reasons that the strike is happening, because of streaming stuff. And it's the third season. And it's not necessarily that she was promoting it. She wasn't saying, oh, go watch or anything. It was a behind-the-scenes post, and she was just saying that she misses everybody. And she did tag. Well, and this isn't even SAG-AFTRA that came after her yet that we know of. But she did tag the Hulu, their handle and everything. Yeah. So she did technically cross, quote-unquote, cross the lines of the strike. Now, is that a loophole because she's also a producer for it? But a lot of her fans were actually commenting on this, saying, like, hey, you need to take this down. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Take this down. And the people who are not fans are coming after her, saying that she's awful because of this. And she did remove the post, but as anything on social media, it doesn't matter if you remove it. You post it, someone took a screenshot, it's out there forever.
Yep. So anyway, they are not giving interviews per se. I guess Steve Martin is in this, and Martin Short in this show.
Meryl Streep is in this season. Season three, Paul Rudd. Yeah, it's a great
big name stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, she's in good company, and I think that people may be carrying this through. It's about time these strikes get over anyway, as far as I'm concerned. Let's get it. Let's fix it there, boys and girls. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position. But certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Time, people talking about this rare blue supermoon that has dazzled stargazers all around the country and all around the world, frankly. Started on Wednesday night, then last night there was more of it. Today is Thursday, it's the 31st of August. You're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay, Mr. and Mrs. Good Day. You, somebody, was there on the program yesterday we were talking about husbands, or was I had this conversation with somebody. I was at a political rally last night. It may have been there that I had the conversation about work husbands and work wives.
Work wives, work husbands, uh-huh.
Right. So I'm your work husband and you're my work wife.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Very exciting. Anyway.
James is our work child.
Yeah.
I was just about to ask.
There we go. Uh-huh. The blue supermoon, 100 miles closer to the Earth than it was last time it happened. So the bigger and brighter appearance, we have talked about the next one, didn't happen until 2037. So enjoy it. I think pretty much the enjoyment is over. The last couple of nights have been, according to NASA anyway.
Yeah, peak was, I believe, 9:30-something, 9:36, something like that. Yeah, 9:36 p.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
Was peak, we missed it.
Yep. But Saturn is out there. You can enjoy Saturn. It's kind of a strange combination of light with the moon. And so anyway, there's a lot of rumor and there's a lot of innuendo and a lot of people understanding or trying to understand what this is all about. The fact here is, in terms of the science, that the apogee and perigee of the moon are different. It is not around, it doesn't go around the Earth equally. It goes wider out sometimes and is closer in at other times around the planet.
Well, and also, so we're not static. It's not like the sun is just sitting there not moving and we're just orbiting around.
We're all moving.
We are all moving at a crazy fast pace.
Through the universe. Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't you point out that the Earth isn't completely fully round like a basketball? It's more oblong.
Looks like a pear.
Like an egg or pear.
Looks
yeah.
like a pear. Yeah, it looks like a pear, actually, when you get right down to it. So, let's see here. What do we need to know about the blue moon? Normal blue moons happen once every 2.7 years, according to the NASA website. Let's see here. There was a song by Rodgers and Hart in 1934 that we have played bits and pieces of, and it's been adapted by dozens of singers, called Blue Moon. Blue moon, I saw you standing. And then there's the one by the Marcells. Bopping and bopping and bopping and bopping, banging on gang, hanging on gang, blue moon. I couldn't resist, sorry.
That's one of the best ones, though, let's be honest.
What, the blue moon? Yeah.
Yes.
James is trying to find it right now. Yep, blue moon. It goes so quickly, but it was one of those things that happened during the early rock years when they were looking for songs, and they take all kinds of traditional songs that had been around as ballads and things, and then they'd adapt them, and that's what the Marcells version of Blue Moon was all about, because Blue Moon, I saw you standing alone, without a care in your heart, without a love of your own, or whatever.
Whole saying of, once in a blue moon, but technically a blue moon, it's just a full moon that happens, it's the second full moon of a month, and it happens twice a year, I believe, maybe thrice.
Yep, right. All right, so that's enough. More amazing facts. Okay, here's one from the Doug Files, from the Do You Know and Did You Care fact file. The first pair of Nike running shoes were made in a waffle iron. Why that
How?
Is? Who
How?
Figured that out? I have the slightest idea. But you can check that out in your Google bot. Ask it a big question like, where was the first pair of Nike shoes made? And it'll tell you.
That's
interesting.
Good for Nike for seeing with Michael Jordan, pairing up with him for the Air Jordans, because those are super crazy popular.
The Air Jordans?
They still make some. Yeah. There's always.
That movie that was out this past spring with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, the story of the Air Jordans, Michael Jordan getting into basketball, it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. I'm sure it's streaming someplace. That's a good movie. It tells the story about how these all began. Disney and the Make-A-Wish Foundation set to mark World Princess Week and the granting of the 150,000th Disney Wish. I guess this is part of the Make-A-Wish program, right? The foundation?
It is, yeah. They partnered up.
Yep. And so the special guest for this, to mark this occasion, is a young lady named Michaela, 17-year-old girl from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, who helped the Disney folks fulfill their Disney wishes by singing a medley of Disney classics like Beauty and the Beast, etc. She said every girl dreams of going to a royal ball. This young lady was diagnosed with cancer 3 years ago, and apparently she's overcome it. Looks like it, isn't that? But one of the things that she wanted was to have one of these Disney experiences. Whether you go on that Disney Princess, the cruise, is that what they do? When they give the kids the Make-A-Wish Foundation, when they give them...
If they want to do the cruise, they might do the cruise. This one was actually at Walt Disney World, because it was already World Princess Week.
Ah.
And so they marked it with throwing this ball, and it was the 150,000th, I should say.
Yeah, right.
Disney Wish itself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I find I'm not a big fan of Disney in the main. I'm glad that they got the best of Ron DeSantis. That didn't bother me at all. And then, you know, you get into some of the things they do like this that are good. It's just that sometimes they're so self-serving. It's pretty damned annoying. But listen, is there a person alive who hasn't wanted to go to one of the Disney resorts, whether in Europe or I think they have one in Asia too now, don't they?
They are everywhere. I believe there's one in Hawaii, or there's one coming to Hawaii. They have the cruises. You have Disneyland, of course, in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paris.
Yeah. Bob Kay, who's associated with this program, just sent me a picture of the moon that he took last night. And it is, I'm looking at the dark spots and you want to look at it. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, where did that Indian spaceship land? And on one of the poles?
I know the answer.
I'm just looking at the picture and thinking, can I see it? It's that big and looks like it's that clear. Yeah, let's zoom in and see if we can see that. Yeah. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel. There are a lot of things going on in Las Vegas. And this is the time of the year when it seems people like to go. I don't know why it's this time of year, but it's this time of year. So if you would like to have a delightful time, enjoy yourself with all the things Las Vegas has to offer, check this out. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Call now, 800-419-DOUG. They have 10 operators, so if you're one of the first 10 callers in right now, you get the 2 free nights. It's very, and I guess what I find is worthwhile is to visualize. You know, I say thoughts are things. So picture yourself in a swimming pool, or picture yourself at a show, or picture yourself in one of the great places to have buffets. I've always been, people laugh at me, I love buffets. I do. Whenever I have a chance to have a buffet,
Some are great.
Yeah, some of them are. Some are pretty garbagey, but some of them are great. So go get a buffet in fabulous Las Vegas, 800-419-3684 for a couple of free nights, 800-419-DOUG.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
All right, 45 at the hour, Jay and Doug, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and John Harper here from WMEL to talk about anything but the storm. we can talk about the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. We've been talking about the moon up above. So in this circumstance, I said to you yesterday, when all the hoopla with the storm going ashore is Category 4 hurricane, wow, we better get John on so we can find out what it's like when it goes to the other side of the state and what it what happened was basically nothing, right?
Well, kind of, Doug, that's correct. Here on this portion, the east coast of Florida, from the Keys up to Daytona Beach, this really was a non-event. We had some rain. We had some wind gust up to about 40 miles per hour. But we've had thunderstorms here in the month of August that have actually been worse, creating more rain and more wind than this hurricane did. Now, however, go to the other side of the state, and they were pretty worried in the areas from Fort Myers on up to the Tampa Bay area because of that storm surge. And the storm surge did play havoc with the Tampa Bay area, causing a lot of flooding. It closed Tampa International Airport and their runway. But at the same time, the damage was minimal. Go a little bit further up the state to the Big Bend area, and that is an area, Doug, that, as you probably know, you've heard in the last 24 hours, they have never had a hurricane have a direct hit on their area for over 100 years.
Wow.
So those people were not accustomed to preparing. There weren't many evacuations, and as a result, the damage to that area was heavy. There were several deaths that have been reported thus far in the Big Bend area, and all of it primarily due to a lack of preparation for any of the storm approaching their area. The storm surge was bad in that area.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder what the money's being we pay into taxes. You have FEMA. What the heck are they doing? Meanwhile, your governor, Mr. DeSantis, has warned anybody who's looting or pillaging, if you loot, we shoot. How's that going over?
You know, Doug, that's happened during every hurricane that I can remember now for decades. That's nothing new, and there's been price gouging, emergency generators that have been sold out of the back of a pickup truck for three times the amount that you'd be paying in a big box store. So that's really nothing new, and it just sounds like a big headline the way he said that. But you know,
you loot, we shoot. Well, listen, maybe he should run for the Senate, and he can replace John McConnell. Looks like McConnell may getting the last wins. There are three guys. You see the list of people. This has nothing to do with the weather, but I know you enjoy me not talking about politics much on the air when you're listening. But I get a kick out of this. I just looked at the list of people who are chomping at the bit to replace McConnell, and they all are Johns. Did you notice that? They all have their first name, all three of them. I think John Thune is the one who has the best chance at it. We'll see what happens. All right, so not a big deal except up in that Tampa area. Good report, John. Thank you very much. John Harper, who's often here with us on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Because nobody remembers the music, nobody even remembers the movie, but Chucker's here. Chuck Curry!
Not true.
Let me see if I can remember this. This had Richard Gere in it. Did it not, this movie? Am I right?
And Jodie Foster.
All right. Summersby. All right, so what are we celebrating or what are we thinking of here?
Well, Richard Gere turned 74 years old today. And
I guess, really?
I have a story about Summersby I want to tell, but Officer and Gentleman, 1982, that was one of his big movies, and that was a big hit, and they, you know, when they say, or I say, they don't make movies like that anymore, Officer and Gentleman, they clearly don't. That was a terrific movie, Deborah Winger, Lou Gossett Jr., terrific film, Pretty
they
Woman.
They couldn't stand each other.
She was difficult to work with from all accounts. Yes, she had a lot of issues, for whatever reason. But a decent career, especially in the beginning of it, didn't sustain itself because I think she had a lot of trouble getting along with people. But anyway, Summersby is a film that came out in 93. I like that movie a lot, but I do remember about critics over-reviewing movies back in the day. It was a film critic named Pat Collins on WOR, Channel 9.
She started in Boston on WBZ and then she went to New York.
So when Summersby came out in her print ad, she said, "As good as Gone with the Wind." And I'm like when you think about that stuff over time, when people overstep, when they say stuff like, listen, it was a solid movie, I think. Danny Elfman did the score. Richard Gere was extremely appealing, had a compelling storyline, but it was not Gone with the Wind. But anyway, the reason I remember Summersby so well is because the first time I ever went on the air with you, which was about 30 years ago, the night before, a couple of my buddies came over, a friend named Mike, a friend named Steve, and we watched Summersby on Laserdisc, which was a big record. It was supposed to be the new best thing, but obviously DVD overtook that technology. But and then the morning of, I was very nervous coming on the air with you for the first time. You were co-hosting with Ed McMahon. And it was really a very memorable experience. Ed turned out to be a terrific guy. I remember speaking to him numerous times off the air. I know he was a good friend of yours. But I'll always remember Summersby attached to that moment in my
life. Good for you. Good. That's good.
Yeah, interesting.
Good for you. Yeah. Well, I love you dearly, and I'm glad that you're still here, frankly. We have good conversation, good time. You know what you're talking about. And that's, but I don't know which is more important, being my friend or knowing what you're talking about.
I think they both help.
Yeah, not
bad. One thing, you tell me if you're interested. September 16th is going to be Batman Day. They're doing this for the second year in a row. So Cinemark, AMC, and Regal are going to play the Dark Knight trilogy, Chris Nolan's Dark Knight, which was Batman Begins, The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger as a Joker, and The Dark Knight Rises with Tom Hardy as Bane, that day, September 16th. I actually think that's pretty cool. He's my favorite superhero. I actually might wind up going to see one of those films.
Yeah, yeah. Keanu Reeves said in an interview this week that he saved the script from Speed, and the suggestion was that it could change your life when you get involved in that movie.
Sure.
And he says, Keanu Reeves says, yes, it gave me
it
so much.
Perception. It changed it. Well, see, the thing is, he never did an action film on that level. He did Point Break, which Patrick Swayze, which is a good movie. But he muscled up, he got in great shape, and he hit lightning in a bottle because his co-star was an unknown Sandra Bullock, who was super quirky. They had really good chemistry. That movie became one of the biggest hits that summer. And then the sky was the limit, you know. That's
didn't hurt her career either.
No, not at all. Very
no,
good for her.
It was good.
Very good.
Yeah, the whole thing was good. So I thought that was an interesting thing. All right, you've seen the story about all the late night hosts who are going, they're going to start a project collaborating on a podcast called Strike Force 5. And so it's in it, Stephen Colbert, Fallon, Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver, to talk about the Writers Guild and the strike and how it's affecting them and their lives and the business, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was interesting.
And the longer it goes on, the more the ripple effect will continue. I mean, actors and actresses can't go on and promote, which hurts the box office of their films.
Yep.
Studios will get nervous and delay movies into next year. You have an opinion on when the strike might end? I think it'll end before the end of the year. Having said that, I do think that the writers will not get what they want. They'll get something, but they're not going to get what they want because the studios clearly have the resiliency to hold out. And
in typical Chucker fashion, he asks a question and answers it himself, which is one of the things I love about you. All right, so I'll give you the answer to that question maybe when we visit tomorrow.
Thank you.
Here on Good Day. Chuck Curry, Doug Steff, and Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.